Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
I wonder in terms of the approach, though. Like, I get why they did what they did this past offseason. I mean that. Not to give them a pass, because you get called on balls and strikes.
You can't do it again, though.
Right, but you can't do it again.
After this year, they got to go back to the drawing board a little bit.
And that's what I wonder. Because to me, it would start this week. In other words, the trade deadline is Tuesday, November 4th. That is next week. That's a week from yesterday. So I'm right now figuring out, again, you're probably not going to get a ton for some of your assets because they're old and beat up and injured, but
you
might get some
for somebody. You know, 2/5 could become a 4th.
And this is my point. I'm going to start stockpiling right now because I went in and I get why I went in, right? I understand it, but let's not deal with what should have been or what could have been. Here's what is. I need to get younger. I need more picks. I was trying to cover for this terrible Rivera empty cupboard. That's why year one was bad. Year two, my plan backfired on me. I need a new plan. Let's go make one.
Yeah, I certainly think that that's a factor. I'm not going to keep using that as an excuse forever, though. And I think this is probably the last year where you get to do it, because you'll have 3 free agent periods and 3 drafts removed from that. And it will always be relevant. At some point, though, you don't get to complain about the last person that owned your home every time you got a call for help on something, right? And I think we're there at the end of this season. One of the problems is not just the previous regime, which was terrible. When you have the smallest draft class of anybody, you're going to be infusing the roster with less young talent, especially when you're prioritizing free agency and as many guys over 30 as they did. Robert's in Dallas listening on the Odyssey app. What's up, Robert?
Man, I tell you what, we need to start banning some of these callers. The next caller that calls in saying we're building, you don't build with 33, 34, 35-year-olds, bro. You don't build with the smallest draft class next year. It's time to just call it like it is. I'm glad I hear some callers saying this. Stop criticizing Joe Witt, Dan Quinn, all this stuff. Look at this roster, man. This guy, Adam Pearce, came in with salary cap, more draft picks, heavy draft class. He's made this roster older and slower, and we're giving him an excuse. This guy has blown it. And next year, we have to pay Jaden. So you're telling me you have not taken advantage of a rookie quarterback that you hit on, and you decide to bring in a Von Miller? And I swear, I ask this question all the time, and nobody wants to say it. Has this been Ron Rivera doing this? And I'm not his lawyer or anything like that. Had this been Ron Rivera, we would be running him out of town. But I always wonder, that last roster that Ron had, put Jaden Daniels on that roster, is there really any difference? We still didn't have a middle linebacker. We still didn't have a defensive back. Still didn't have an edge rusher. But look at some of those guys that will probably start over the people we have today. Man, miss me on this Adam Peters thing. I was happy for him when he came in. I was excited. I drank the Kool-Aid. But the proof is in the pudding. He's missed on free agency, missed on the draft, and he's missed on building this roster. And now we're going to have to start all over again with fewer draft picks. And by the way, remember all those times we couldn't find a field goal kicker on the run? We still don't have a field goal kicker under Adam. So
well,
what's
that's
the difference?
True. The kicker's
Appreciate you,
been
dude.
A bugaboo for multiple regimes. That view, while we can look at the same thing, you could see that, I could see something else, and we could both be right, is kind of the worst-case scenario negative view, if you will, not to critique him. But what I mean by that is there's no such thing as starting over if Jaden Daniels is what he's supposed to be. Like, when you have Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, you don't have to bottom out and rebuild. When you have Patrick Mahomes, maybe not a realistic comp, but you know, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen. If you're in the club, if you've got the superstar quarterback, the elite top 7, top 8, top 10 QB, you're in it every single year. So right now, I think people are forgetting that because it hasn't looked like that because Daniels has been hurt. Right now in the moment, prisoner of this moment that we all are, this season, it's not looking like that. Now, if this year, when he's been on the field, I don't mean the injuries, is what Jaden is going to play like at this level, which is a, you know, a B quarterback, probably in the, you know, 10 to 15 range or whatever, the 12 to 15, 16 range in the league, then you're right. Then a lot of other things around him have to be elevated and better, and you do have to add a ton of pieces. But if last year's Jaden Daniels is still the Jaden Daniels, then they're so much closer than that call makes it sound, because he just waves a wand over everything and it gets a lot better. But, you know, the disdain it sounds like he has for the job Peters has done, I just don't think it's been that bad.
Well, I
disagree. They're 17-10 in 27 games under him. There's been one full football season. They got to the NFC Championship game. And, yes, most of that, a lot of that is Jaden Daniels. But that's his resume right now. So you'll have to forgive people who still think the guy's pretty good at his job.
I would go a different direction. And I think the first year you have a direct choice. Where you go, you're coming into a losing organization. That's why you're here. It has lost, and it has lost badly. It has been an embarrassment. Your choice in that moment is, do we do what most teams are doing when we inherit a new organization, a new thing with an empty cupboard? Let's just get our teeth kicked in. Let's get as many young people in here as possible. You trade away your John Allens. You move on from your Paynes. You move on from every veteran that was part of this damn thing and be 5-12 with a rookie quarterback that we think is going to be really good and try to build. Or is it really important to us to establish a culture? Pretty clear which option they took. And they thought that establishing a culture was more important than maybe going young and taking their medicine. There's a reasonable person can look at the same thing and come up with a different solution, but that's what they did.
They accidentally got to the NFC Championship.
And then they got to the NFC Championship game doing it that way.
It worked.
And so once you've gone down that road, the importance of this is who we are, this is how we sign, this is how we play, this is how we train, this is how we go on the road. We're establishing all these things with a new ownership, a new front office. That was more important to them than maybe having the next great draft find in the fifth round, going into last year. This is where those decisions, and maybe it was the worst thing for you to have that kind of early success because it changed the island, changed the expectations. Had they done what every other first-year group does, even with a nice quarterback, and gone 6-11 with a couple great moments, you'd go, hey, we got something here. We're building. But let's see how much better we can be building slow. You can't do that right now because of how much success you had in year one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.